Well, if you could open up in your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 19. While you're doing that, just wanted to, by way of reminder, make mention that tonight we do have at 6 o'clock our time of praise night and communion. So just wanted to remind everybody of that. Pastor Gary, there was going to be a time of remembrance that we're going to have.
Remembering Christ's body.
Remembering Christ's body. And so look forward to that time of coming together with all of you. In Psalm chapter 19, we had a time yesterday of coming together for the couples conference. And the title that Pastor Gary had given it was Loving Conversations. And it was really considering the conversations that we have, the words that that we share with one another, the conversations that we get ourselves into or not into. If you'd look with me in Psalm chapter 19, one of the first passages that we began to go through begins to really tell us as we work through this psalm that not only the heavens telling of the glory of God in verse 1, the expanse declaring the work of his hands, begins to tell us that when God says something, not only the great purpose that he has and everything that he says, but the really the result that begins to come from it. You look at verses like verse 7, begins to tell us the law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. It begins to bring rejoicing to the heart in verse 8 and lightning to the eyes. Verse 9, it tells us there at the end that the things that God says, they're righteous altogether. You begin to go through a passage like this and you see not only the purpose and intent, but the impact that the words that our Heavenly Father chooses to give us has in our lives. And it causes us to get to a point in verse 14 where we would begin to say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and redeemer. That we know of the way that our Heavenly Father speaks to us through his word, through his spirit, the examples we begin to see. One of the things we began to do is look through, in many cases, these passages in the gospel and see how Jesus began to have different conversations and very intentional way in which he began to either redirect the conversation towards those things that were going to elevate God, conversations that we don't even always want to get into, and really what the reason that we would even begin to share something with somebody would be, to elevate him, to begin to build them up in their relationship with him. And so one of the things we like to do during times like this is to have some of the couples begin to share testimony of how the Lord worked through times such as this. So, John and Linda, if you could join me up here. And when we talked to you yesterday, you were pretty quick to, you said, we'll come up. There seemed to be some things that maybe even the Lord was really quickly just impressing on you. That time seemed to mean something to you.
It was a little different. I would say more, whether it be Pastor Josh or yourself being called up, I always feel like the Lord hits me as soon as I get up there. and less meditation on it, more like I knew when they got up here, or even like the drive to church. The Spirit would speak to me, and
he'd give you the words.
He'd give me the words, exactly.
One of the things that Pastor Gary would have us do during the time is, as couples come together, and we work through different situations and examples within Scripture of how we saw Christ begin to approach, whether it was times of criticism and ones wanting to begin to be critical, whether it was times that conversations would be going in the wrong direction, and Christ would begin to redirect it. Mm-hmm. So we look through situations like this, and then as couples went through those passages and began to pull out how we saw our Savior begin to really navigate that and how we can apply that. And so do you want to just share kind of how that time encouraged you guys, directed
I'll
you?
I'll start, maybe build off of wherever I go. Yeah. So, I would say for us, the couples retreat is special because Pastor Gary does a wonderful job of like kind of guiding us through Scripture in a way where, I guess the way I thought about it was, Scripture reveals itself when it's ready to reveal itself, right? And you could look at one Scripture and, you know, in 2022, you read it more about a Scripture of judgment, and then Pastor Gary will take you through the same Scripture, right, in a teaching setting of couples, right, and you see it in a totally different way, right, and it reveals itself mm-hmm. in a totally different way. So I really, I enjoyed that, and like just yeah. like just that reminding that the Lord will reveal himself in ways at his time mm-hmm. that are right and meaningful. And then I think the other part of it too is, you know, while we've tried to find time with the girls to kind of sit down as a family of four and mm-hmm. go through Scripture together, with the schedule of our lives and whatnot, it doesn't happen as easily, right? Mm-hmm. But I just really enjoyed having time to spend time with Linda, right, and just go through Scripture, and it felt very natural, right? Like mm-hmm. just kind of like it was easy, mm-hmm. And I really like that.
Mm-hmm. I think you know, and then on the topic itself of loving conversations, you know, the world wants us to be so censored in how we speak, but for the purpose of like control, right, and to kind of force our thinking in a certain direction and to be afraid to be truthful. And I think the construct of what Scripture teaches about how we should speak in loving conversations is so different, in that we should be thoughtful in what we say from the place of love, because you want to use your words to, you know, you want to always speak the truth, whether it's to your spouse or to your children or, you know, to friends and family, but you want it to come from a place of love, you know, because you care for them and you want what's good for them, not because you're picking and choosing your words very carefully and walking on eggshells. It's a very different mindset of what a conversation should be. And I definitely know I'm one who, you know, I'm not as thoughtful about my words. I have the right intentions, but the tone, we talk about tone and body language and facial expressions, and these are all things that the world teaches you too, but in a very different, it's from a very different like motivation. That's much more self-serving versus thinking about how the other person's going to receive it. So I just thought it was, they're all just really, it was very powerful, lots of very powerful reminders yeah. of the purpose that God created conversation to be and the purpose yeah. that it serves for him.
The only thing I'll add to that too is this aspect of kind of like, whether it be with Doug and Pastor Greg at the table or, you know, Pastor Gary's message, like, for us, as we're raising our girls, like we're moving from the lecturing stage to like the other stage of like now they're, you know, kind of becoming adults, and like hearing like, you know, a conversation is not just all one way, right? And we have to learn the discipline of asking questions more and kind of drawing out, yeah. right? Drawing out the truth and making it their own. So I thought that was like a helpful reminder.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I got to be careful with you. So
I'm trying to you're fine. And I appreciate you guys sharing that testimony. And, you know, one of the things that you can't help but begin to walk away from these passages that we have in Scripture, and I'd encourage you, there's a number of different ones that if anybody that wasn't there wants to begin to know some of the passages that we went through in this way, we don't have enough time to share them all now, but we'd be happy to help give you some of these passages to look at. But as you begin to look through them throughout the gospel, you realize that there is no careless or thoughtless word that our Savior begins to share, that in everything he begins to say, and one of the things we talked about is even the things that he doesn't say, there was a great purpose in that, and that he's given us that wonderful example that through the strength of his Spirit that we can be mindful in that way and should desire to be mindful in that way. And the limited time the Lord gives us to be here, what do we begin to talk to one another about? You know, one of the things that was mentioned as well is that we get such limited time to be together. So you have days like today. What conversations are we going to have before we walk out of the doors? Are they ones that are going to elevate his name and build one another up in him? Or is it going to be about everything else of this world? And so my encouragement is that we give great thought to the words that we share with one another, and we're not promised another time to get to see each other. So we would make the most of the time that he gives us today. So we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the perfect example of your Son that we have, and Lord, taking every thought captive in obedience, and giving thought to every word that we give, because Lord, you don't give a careless or a thoughtless word. Lord, you pour out your promises, and Lord, you say something and you do it. You don't just say something without there being a meaning behind it. And so, Lord, may we look for ways to walk in the strength and the character and the love of your Spirit. And, Lord, use our words and our time wisely, because the days are evil. And, Lord, we just thank you for reminders from your word of, Lord, making the most of what you do give us. Lord, we give you thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.